Welcome to Head Games Radio with our special guest. We've been lucky all week, but one of the better names in the NFL, a guy that was my teammate for a couple years up there in New York, is Boomer Esiason. Boomer, thanks for joining us from your busy schedule.
Hey, Nick, or should I say Rico Suave. It's good to talk to you, my man. How are you?
Good. Where are you right now?
I am out on Long Island. Just hanging
Long
out.
Long Island.
Yeah, that's where I live. Come on, Nick. You know, you spent 2 years here with me. You remember how great this place was.
I know, and I wanted to talk about that just to start off, because we had the full gamut of coaching talent in those 2 years. We went from Pete Carroll to Richie Kotite. Compare those two for us, my friend. I thought that'd be a lot of fun for you.
Well, you know what? I love Pete. Pete, as you know, Nick, was one of the most detailed-oriented, most put-together coaches, somebody that every player would love playing for. The problem was, as you know, our GM, Dick Steinberg, passed away, and the team was kind of like a rudderless ship at the point. And somehow Richie Kotite convinced our owner back then, Leon Hess, that he was the man for the job. And right as Richie Kotite took over, I guess it was in 1995, we went 3-13 that year, which was a miracle, because the next year they spent